Don't just wipe that off, Naomi. I want this silver polish so you can see yourself in it.
What is the big deal, Ms. Hopper? We never use this stuff.
Well, we most certainly do, too. I had it out at your Aunt Fran's funeral. Or was that your wedding? I know it was some tragic occasion.
Well, Mama, you don't have to worry about that burglar anymore. Not with this new lock.
Oh, is it done, honey?
It's strong, huh? I'll tell you, this rash of break-ins has just got me scared out of my wits.
Never fear. That lock is a Pearlman 1050 double dead bolt with a 3-inch throw.
Oh. Okay. Hold it right there, everybody. My new camera's all loaded. I want to get a shot of the family gathered around the new lock.
Well, great. Everybody say keys.
Yes, sir, boy. Nobody but nobody can get through this door. Of course, you have to lock it first.
Thelma, the courteous crook has struck again, this time in Ray Heights.
What? How do they know it's the courteous crook?
It's the same M.O.
His name is Mo?
No, modus operandi, the way he commits a crime.
Don't you watch Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah, it says right here there was no sign of forced entry.
He robbed everything and then cleaned up after himself. He even mopped the floor.
Oh, did he leave that same courteous message?
Yep. Thanks a heap was written on the wall.
Oh, thanks a heap. I tell you, robs you blind and then sweet talks you. You ought to go into politics.
Well, it's getting late. I got to get to work. After this new break-in, Quick Keys is going to be swamped with people wanting locks.
Well, don't forget it's catfish night over the Bigger Jigger. We're going to meet there at 6.
Well, okay, if I can get away, Mama. We are in the middle of a crime wave, you know.
Well, Benton, crime is always with us. All you can eat catfish only comes once a month.
There you go, and thank you. Next.
Hey, Vint, can I get one each of these keys?
Sure thing, Hobart. Just let me pull your Key Club card for the discount.
Oh, geez, would you hurry it up?
Now, the line isn't that long.
Well, good Lord, this is the longest line I've ever seen. What are you selling here, Benton? Keys or hotcakes?
Mama, what are you doing here?
Well, bozo, that fancy lock you put in only came with one damn key. I got to have 3 more of these.
Hey, lady, wait in line like everybody else.
Yeah, come on. Get the bag.
Yeah, Mama, you'll have to go at the end of the line.
Well, I don't believe what I'm hearing. Did I ask you to wait in line when you were ready to be born? When you wanted to be fed or diapered? When you needed a roof over your head? You have always been first in my life, and I have always been last in yours. I guess some things just never change.
Oh. Well, what do you say, folks? Can she please go first?
No!
End of the line, Mama.
Well, now, that's okay. She can go ahead of me.
Oh, well, right. Thank you. Well, now, here's a young man to make a mother proud.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Hobart. Okay, Mama, how many of these you want?
Make me 3 of them suckers.
3? Well, why not a dozen?
Oh, this will only take a minute.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't you let this loudmouth rush you. You take your time and do it right.
This is going to be $5, Mama.
$5? I want to join your Key Club and get a discount.
Not now. You got to fill out that whole card, both sides.
Well, I'm in no hurry.
Oh, great.
Would you care to use my pen?
Well, thank you again.
Oh, don't mention it. I'm a member, too.
Boy, they sure don't give you much room to write your address here.
Now, why don't you print?
Well, she could carve it in stone for all the time she's taking.
Please, there is no need to be rude.
Now, you shut up, Pipsqueak. Our houses could be robbed while we're waiting on this old bag.
Oh, yeah, and who'd want anything you've got, Blubber Breath?
Here's your keys, Mama. So long, you can pay me later.
Did you hear what this Lord Beckett called me?
No, but you can tell me tonight at the Bigger Jigger.
Take your keys and go.
All right, I'm going. But you better watch your step, mister, because my son is going to whoop your butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one thing about eating catfish, an hour later and you're still full.
Yeah, I'm sorry I kept you guys waiting so long at the jigger.
Oh, Vinton, it wasn't your fault some jerk locked his keys in his car all the way out on Route 5.
Yeah, you poor baby. You drove all that way, and then when you got there, they were gone.
Yeah, the life of a locksmith.
Well, fine, Mr. Locksmith. You won't come and show me how to get into my new deadbolt?
Okay, Mama. Now, sometimes these Pearlman 1050s take some getting used to, but they really do the job.
Thanks a heap.
You're welcome, Mama.
Where'd you, your lame brain? The courteous crap! We've been hit!
Well, there's nothing missing upstairs.
I just cannot believe the courteous crook actually came into my neighborhood.
He came into my living room, Iola. My show place, and took things that belonged to me. My mother's beautiful sterling silver, which she entrusted to me and her mother entrusted to her. Gone! I want this sicko locked up. I want him to fry in the chair.
Darn it. I called that station a half hour ago. Where are the police?
Well, honey, you should have called the donut hut.
That's right. Where are the cops when our homes are being violated? They're out sipping coffee and woofing down crawlers.
Just try and relax. Why don't you go splash some cool water on your face?
This stuff won't come off. If that crook is so courteous, why doesn't he use water-based paint?
He's been in there! He's actually been in my bathroom!
Did he take something else?
No, he cleaned up! He scrubbed out the bowl and polished the faucets. He even put on a clean roll of toilet paper in the right direction, too, from the bottom out.
I always thought it was supposed to roll over the top.
What the hell difference does it make? I ain't never gonna be able to sit in there again.
Oh, this must be the police. Yep. Boy, the place will be swarming with them now.
Oh, yippee, maybe they sent out the SWAT team.
Oh, Iola, you better go put on a big pot of strong coffee. I'll bet they're planning an all-night stakeout.
I'll get it.
Come on in, I'm Thelma Harper.
We were prepared for swarming. Where's the rest of you?
I work alone. I'm Officer Sneed.
Do your parents know you're out this late?
Believe me, ma'am, I am well-versed in police procedure. Now, I'll need a rundown of all the items missing.
All of my silver. Big, heavy, good sterling silver. Handed down by generations.
Old silver. What else?
Well, my husband's toolbox was stolen.
Yeah, and that thing was just chock full of valuable hardware, too. My ratchets, my cat's paw, my screwdrivers, Phillips and slot, my speed square, my plumb bug.
Got it. Used toolbox. Next.
My camera. A brand new Polar A500.
Cheap camera. That's it? Nothing of real value? Gee, I'm surprised he even thanked you.
Now listen here, little boy Blue. This may seem like small potatoes to you, but I want every one of these potatoes back or I'm gonna have your badge.
Well, never fear, Miss Harper. I've been after this crook for the past 6 weeks. I know him inside and out.
Coffee's nearly ready.
Well, you better make it Ovaltine. We don't want to stunt his growth.
Yeah, I figure this guy's a break-in artist. He sure knows how to jimmy a lock.
Nope, you're wrong there. This baby is tamper-proof, double dead. You'd have to have a key.
Duplicate key. Are you sure about that?
Officer Sneed, Vinton Harper is an expert professional.
Yeah, Uncle Vint knows everything there is to know about locks.
Well, maybe not everything.
Oh, Angel, don't be so modest. Vinton is a head honcho over to Quick Keys on the mall.
Quick Keys? Really? Mr. Harper, would you mind coming down to the station with me? I think my sergeant would be interested in hearing your theories about the courteous crook.
Really? Well, you bet I will.
Oh, now, just a minute here. What kind of Mickey Mouse police needs Goofy's help?
I'll wait for you in the car.
Oh, baby. Imagine my man a criminal consultant.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that courteous crook anymore, Mama. Vinton Harper is on the case.
We're doomed.
You were right, Miss Boylan. This special mix of yours took it right off.
What's in that stuff, Iola?
It's a mixture of lemon juice, salt, and Clorox.
Got a recipe just like that for margarita mix. Hello? Well, good Lord, Ben, what in the world is keeping you? You what? Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What is it, Miss Harper?
Vinton's been arrested. They think he's the courteous crook. Well, now, Vinton, don't you worry about a thing. I'm going to send Naomi and Bubba down right now to make your bail. Yeah, Vinton, you do me a favor. You tell Officer Sneed he ain't going to live to see puberty.
How could they think that my baby is the courteous crook?
Well, it seems that they found a duplicate key that the burglar must have used to break into that house in Ray Heights last night.
So Uncle Vint was right. That crook did have an extra key made.
Yeah, and it was made at Quick Keys.
Oh, no.
Well, now that doesn't prove that it was Vint. Besides, his own house was robbed.
Well, Sneed thinks that Vinton did that just to throw the police off the track.
But Vinton was at the jigger with us. He couldn't have done it.
Well, yeah, he could. He was an hour late for dinner, remember?
Whose side are you on?
Locksmith locked up. Oh, the media will crucify him before this ever comes to trial.
Oh, baby! Come along, Bubba, we've got to save him!
Well, now, hold on a minute. He's gonna need some bail money. Here you go.
Oh, thank you, Miss Harper.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I got your new front door keys while we're at it. There you go.
Okay, don't worry about a thing, Grandma. We'll be back with Uncle Vint in a flash.
Just come along, Bubba.
Don't you dare exceed the speed limit.
I know I had Vint make me up three extra keys, and mine is not in here anywhere.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you, it's gone, Iola. It's been stolen.
Oh, who'd want your key?
The same person who broke into my house.
The courteous crook. Oh, Thelma, think, when was the last time you had it?
Well, it would have to have been this afternoon over Quick Keys. I remember it was real crowded and tempers were flaring.
Okay, you doddering old hag, hurry it up.
Sorry, if I'd have known you were in such a hurry, I would have let you go first.
Well, put your babbling and just fill out the card.
Certainly, as fast as I can.
Dear lady, could I offer you the use of my pen?
Butt out, pipsqueak.
Now watch your language. Have you no respect for your elders?
Sir, you are too kind.
Thelma, stop. What does all this have to do with your keys?
I'm setting the scene. Do you mind? The keys are coming right up.
Here's your keys, Mama.
Okay, Granny, beat it. Take your lousy keys and go.
That's it. That must be when he took my key. Oh. I should have paid that big oaf as a courteous crook the minute he opened his fat mouth.
Now, wait just a minute, Thelma. That ruffian does not seem like the type to replace toilet paper correctly. In fact, he doesn't seem courteous at all.
You're right. The courteous one was that little beady-eyed sucker lent me his pen.
I
was suspicious of that little pipsqueak the minute he gave me his place in line. Yeah, it's all starting to come back to me now.
Well, they sure don't give you very much room to write your address here.
Address, you say? Why not use my pen? It's a fine line.
You insist.
Say, mister, stop crowding this nice lady so she can write.
Oh, sir, you are too kind.
If only he were kind enough to mind his own business.
Okay, Mama, here's your keys.
Oh, good work, Benton. And remember, dinner at the Jigger tonight at 6.
The bigger Jigger at 6? Well, then you'd better run along.
Wait a minute, lady. Take your keys before you go.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. That's it. He's the one that took my keys. Oh, if only I could remember his name.
Hobart!
Hobart! He just came to me! His name was Hobart! Come on, Iola. We've got to get down to the police station and clear Benton.
What do we tell him? What's his address? Is Hobart his first name or his last?
Well, I don't know. They didn't say. We can find out a quick keys. He's a member of the Key Club. It'll be on his card.
Oh, yeah, they're open late. If we hurry, we can make it. Oh, I feel just like Cagney and Lacey.
Well, come on, Mary Beth. Let's go.
I don't want to be Lacey. I want to be Cagney.
Well, who doesn't? Come on, I'll flip you.
Closed. I knew I should have driven faster.
Faster? You nearly gave me a heart attack.
Well, who knew my little Pinto could pop a wheelie? Let's go around and see if the back door's unlocked.
Velma, look! The window's ajar.
Oh? Well, count on a locksmith to leave a window open. Go ahead, Owl. Climb in there.
Mommy!
You wanted to be Cagney. She always goes first. Lexi always just stands outside and says, "Hurry up, Christine. I gotta get home to her."
All right, let me see here. Well, what is the ladylike way to break into a building?
Oh, come on, Rilla. Just go through the damn window.
I can't get up this high, Velma.
Where'd you go? All right, I'm gonna give you a boost
right
here.
Just a little higher.
A little boost.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go.
This way.
No wonder Cagney always wears pants.
No. Come on, get over there and unlock that door and let me in. Velma, I gotta find Hobart's card and get it down to the police.
Looking for something, ladies?
Yeah, we were looking for the Pizza Hut.
Well, Phil, I don't believe this is it. Shall we go?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, hold it right there. Now get your hands up. Now get on over here, if you please. Now, you're just too clever for your own good, old lady.
It's been a lifelong curse.
You know, when I heard on the radio your son had been arrested, I figured it wouldn't be too long before somebody came by to check out these cards. So what was it that tipped you off? My valet parking jacket?
Your what?
The jacket. Well, it must have been obvious to you I was making duplicate keys from cars I parked and checking the car registration to get the address.
Well, Velma, how clever are you?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
You know, the hard part was finding a locksmith dumb enough to make up them keys.
That part I understand.
Just one piece of the puzzle I still can't figure out, though.
Yeah, what's that?
How in the world did you get my bathroom so clean? Even the grout was sparkling.
Well, thank you for noticing. You know, the secret is using a hard bristle toothbrush, and if you hold it just about the right angle and scrub like...
Okay, you deadbolt, spread them!
Thelma, he can't do that. He's out cold.
I know, but I always wanted to say that.
Grandma, you are a hero.
Oh, well, I couldn't have done it without Christine.
Well, thank you, Mary Beth.
Yeah, because of you two, I am a free man, and the courteous crook is behind bars.
Yeah, Miss Harper, you should become a private eye.
Oh, Naomi, I don't know. Working day and night, keeping tabs on slime balls, watching their every move, being face-to-face with the sleazy underbelly of life. Hell, I already got that at home.